Hello, and welcome back to Laundry Day, the podcast I created to give me something to do while I put in a load of my ever-dreaded laundry. I'm your host, Drew Rin. Today, we are going to have a special guest segment unlike any other I've ever done, so stick around. Sometimes I save TikToks to share with you all as a segment later on, and as I looked through my segment ideas for this week, I realized that I'm for sure on my period because they're all cute animal videos. This thing that I'm going to tell you about is actually really cool, though. So there's a lady who works with elephants, and she actually sells these elephant footprint paintings. She shows the process of putting the ink on the bottom of the elephant's foot, then stamping the squishy giant foot down on the canvas, and then she sells them. I'm dying to get one for my sister-in-law because she loves animals and nature, and my brother. And I don't know anyone who loves animals more than her. So I just think she would love it. And I don't know anybody who has an elephant footprint on their wall either. So it would be something unique that I'm sure she's never heard of. This is not sponsored. So without giving anyone an ad, I think the lady's name is like Silk Elephant or something like that. Let's talk about relatable things people do but never really talk about. So this list is kind of weird, like most of my segments here on the show. Up first is when I'm looking for something I can't find, I grab onto my chest and I swear it adds like a signal booster. It adds a signal booster, that good booby Wi-Fi, and I can find what I'm looking for. You know, you ever just, where is that? So I don't know. It's something relatable. I know someone else out there has done that. This one is so bad, but coughing when your poop hits the water so no one hears it. Don't lie. I know you've done it where you cough or like right when it's about to hit the water, just so like somebody in the bathroom can't hear it or somebody outside of the bathroom can't hear it. Having an imaginary argument in the shower and planning out the things you would say. I do this all the time and it always sounds so good, but I never utilize it in real life. This one might be my own intrusive thoughts, but imagining just like steering off the road really fast when I'm driving, like I'm just like what if I was just like, I literally do that all the time. I don't know. Like I said, it could be my own intrusive thoughts. Putting your hand in your pants when you're relaxed or sleeping. I've always done this. I used to do it all the time. Like when I would sleep, when I was on tour or whatever, I try not to do it in front of people because I think it's kind of weird, but everybody does it. Don't lie. You've done it. You do it. It's comfortable. It's relaxing. It's comforting. Pretending to look into the store you're walking in, but really you're just looking at your own reflection. Don't lie. Do not lie. When girls take showers, this one's oddly specific, but every girl, you know, with long hair knows the struggle with this. When girls take showers, their hair falls down into the little booty and you have to remember to like get rid of it. You got to get rid of all that. Like a lot of hairs fall out when you take a shower and they collect in your booty. Checking the mailbox and being disappointed when there's no special mail or packages, even though you weren't expecting anything. Like you weren't even expecting a package, but when you open it, you're like, oh, there's nothing there. Lastly, imagining something falling onto someone's head. Again, this could be my own intrusive thoughts, but I swear other people do this. Imagining something like falling onto someone's head, like the fan, like you see it above somebody and you're like, what if that just, I don't know. Maybe this segment needs to be cut out. That's enough of all that. If you guys haven't yet, don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button to be notified when the next episode drops. I post the podcast every Tuesday and the video on YouTube comes out Wednesday. Please, if you haven't yet, leave a review on Apple or Amazon. And if you're on YouTube, leave me a comment about what you'd like to hear more of on the show. It's time for some laundromat gossip. I am so excited for you to meet our special guest today. Yep, you heard that right. This is our very first episode interviewing more than one person. I have social media sensations Julia and Alexis with me. You may know them from any of their viral videos with 6.4 million followers under their duo name, Heartland Ray. Welcome on the show, you guys.
Hello. You make us sound very good.
Yes, you made us sound really cool.
That's what I'm here for. That's my job. Heartland Ray are known for their quirky, bubbly personalities that shine through in their content. When they prank people, they talk to strangers, which really freaks me out. They rewrite relatable scenarios to your favorite hit music, and they even tell people their horoscopes. I'm a Capricorn.
Oh.
Ladies, I want to know everything. Tell me first off, though, how did you meet?
We go way, way, way back to first grade. Mm-hmm. I had a crush on her brother. So our moms became friends.
I always tell her never, like, we're done with that story. Like,
it's
that's
funny,
good.
Though.
I don't know the story.
No, that's how we became friends. Just say first grade and be done. You don't have to be like, I had a crush on her brother. It's just, like, awkward.
Well, it's like the running joke until this day.
All right. So what got you started on social media?
So I grew up in a family, like family, in a household where everyone loves to like prank each other. Everyone's got a different personality. Ooh. Julia's the opposite. Her family, like, they don't like pranks. They like natural. They're very like more serious.
Very serious.
Yeah, they're more serious. So I love doing that stuff with Julia just in general. And then I was like, why don't I put this on camera? Like, this is good stuff. And she would get pissed. She would get mad. And I'm like,
I did not like
it. Like, it's for the views. And she didn't get it at first. And then all of a sudden I was like, come on, Julia. Like, it just works. And she's like, All right. I see it. So,
well, yeah, like she said, even before TikTok, she would do that stuff. Like, we'd be at Walmart or we'd be at the store and she'd see like a hot guy and be like, hey, my friend wants to talk to you. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, what are you doing?
Or I would just leave her hanging. I'd be like, Drew, right? Oh, she's really into you.
And then she'd walk away. And then I'd be right there like this. I'm like sweating and just like so embarrassed. And now she films it and everybody gets to see it.
Well, at least when you put it on camera, you can just be like, oh, it was just for a video. Back then, you just had to be like, sorry, my friend is just.
Exactly.
Back then it was just awkward and awful. Uh-huh. I can laugh about it now, but geez, in the moment.
Dang, I love that. I'm that friend, like, too, like, with my best friend. My best friend from growing up is, she's, like, she's the best person. She's, like, such a good girl. Aww. She's on the straight and narrow. And I'm like, let's do something crazy.
Okay, so you're like me and Julia's, like, your friend. That's exactly
she, like,
it.
Works at the hospital and helps people all day. And I'm like, let's do something insane.
I love it.
I love it. You have to have one.
Yes, exactly. Well, clearly you two have known each other for a long time. How do you balance your friendship on and offline? Because my best friend's not on social media, so
that would be hard.
Nobody knows about our friendship, you know. We just we're only friends offline. So how do you guys balance that? Do you live together?
Yeah, we live together. We do business together. We do everything together. It just comes, I feel like, natural.
Really does. Yeah, since we've known each other for so long and our families know each other, we just have that relationship. And so we know, like, we're just so close and comfortable. Yeah. Like, we know the boundaries. Like, we don't really fight. We've gotten maybe,
we fight sometimes, but not
you would think we would fight more for how often we spend together and how we live together. We don't fight over guys. We don't,
we have different
taste in guys. Thankfully.
That's good. That's good,
like,
guys.
The scrubby bad boy. I don't like scrubby. The one that sits in the corner and is quiet and shy.
No, I used to like bad boy. Now I've grown up, okay? So.
Well, I like bad boys and my husband was the bad boy and now he's the good boy.
What?
So you can change men, but I don't recommend it.
That gives me hope. That was me wanting to change them. Never worked.
Yeah, no, he might be like one in a million. Yeah, no, that because I was, my initial attraction was like, oh my gosh, you're so like whatever. And then I'm like, yeah, so now we're together and I'm going to need you to clean up your act.
Yeah, like, do something.
He was fine. Y'all said it. He was lucky. Sweet. He's putting on a really good act.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
Well, you two have over 178 million likes on your TikTok alone. What was your first viral video? Do you remember yours? Like, first big video. Like, the first time you were like, this is working.
It was the one where we were...
Was it hit or miss?
I think. I don't know.
There was this trend, hit or miss, on TikTok. That was, like, our first drive-by. We call them drive-bys now.
Uh-huh.
And we did it. And I know that sounds really weird. Let's drive-ups, maybe? Yeah, and we did the hit or miss challenge, and that went viral.
Hit or miss. I guess they never miss, huh? That one. I don't know if you remember that.
We went to a high school and found some kid, like, to do it, and he knew some meme. And the meme was, I guess they took the kids, huh? So that was, like, a joke going on online. So that, like, blew up.
Yeah.
It was, like, a joke that we didn't know, but that helped.
But there was
video.
Also another one when you were playing guitar.
Oh, yes.
And I, like, interrupted you, and I sounded terrible while she was sounding good. And then that one, like, hit. And Julia didn't really get the whole social media thing and TikTok.
I was
like,
not
she didn't
want
to do it.
No, I didn't get it.
I totally understand, because when I joined, I also was, like, not sure, like, what was going on, like, what is this app? But then you get kind of addicted to it after you have your first, like, your videos blowing up and people are like being nice. Then you're like, oh my gosh,
when you get the attention, you're like, ooh, I like this.
Okay, I'm popular, fine, I'll be popular.
I wasn't popular in school, so I'll take this.
Exactly, for real. That's like most of us. We like weren't cool, and then now I'm like, we're
totally
cool.
It's like people from high school that were mean are like, hey, remember me? I'm like, no,
they're like,
I don't.
Hitting us up now.
Yes. So you two love to sing. You were saying that, like, she was singing good, you were singing bad, but you both love to sing and you have good voices. I was doing a little stalking, a little lurking, a lot
of
lurking.
I'm nervous.
And I saw that you're working on recording your first song. what's this about?
Yes.
What are we, what can we expect? What's the genre? When's it coming out? What's it called? I mean, you don't
the genre is a mix.
Okay.
It's a genre of like
pop country. Pop country. Well, we used to do more country, but we are going towards pop now. So it's like pop with a twist of country.
Yes.
Mm. We just recorded it. We got the first mix back. We're working on it. So we're super excited because we haven't come out with music in a very long time.
Okay.
So did you just ask what it's called? She doesn't know what it's called.
I forgot.
This is our brain. This is we're
she did not.
Doing
she
something.
Pulled the microphone away so that she didn't out herself. Like, everyone on YouTube can see you.
This is on video, you know. You can't fake that.
She's like, what's it called?
You can't fake that. It's
can you say it?
On my mind.
It's called, there you go.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
I got so excited.
On my mind. There you go.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Because I'm on my mind. That's
girl,
it.
I can't sing right now. I got allergies. That's all you.
Wow. Yeah. I'm getting like the leaked information here. Have you guys totally. Posted about this yet? Like the
no,
name and all
no,
that?
No, okay. We haven't even like.
You
no,
heard it here first
now
on Laundry
on
Day.
So we're like, okay, we have to say something.
Well, she didn't even know what our song was called. So that's
my game. That's what I do to people when they come on. I ask
know,
them questions that they're
Drew's
not prepared for.
Putting us on the spot, the age, not the song. I'm just like, oh.
I'm like
so
it.
Tell me about that. Drama you were in last week.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know anything. I don't know anything further. Just that. I like to play games with my guests. So today we're going to see how well you two know each other. You said you've known each other that long, but as we know, social media relationships aren't always real. They could be lying. And we're going to find out here on Laundry Day, the exclusive. Take out your whiteboards. I prepped them. So take your whiteboard apps out because I don't own physical whiteboards. This is 2021. And write down what you think each other's answers are. So if I said, okay. What is your favorite color? Like, what is her favorite color? You say hers, she says yours.
Okay. No, okay? I'm a content creator, not a teacher. So my spelling is going to be awful.
Great. That's what we want.
Okay, good.
It's another exclusive here on Laundry Day.
Yeah.
Okay, first question. What is my favorite color? So it's like...
I'll answer you. You answer. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Shoot, I'm already doing my own. Hold on.
Don't do yours. We know you know your favorite
I know
color.
That one makes sense.
I can't... My handwriting is too big. And I don't think I'm
figure it out, woman.
Miss Girl okay. Put her microphone in her lap. We can't hear you.
Oh,
jeez.
My handwriting is too big. Sorry.
She's a mess.
Oh,
you can
gosh.
See who, like, the more, like, put together one. What? My mom's
I'm trying
me.
To use my hand to write on this whiteboard.
Sorry, my crew member is saying
something
to you.
About my hair. What's
so
wrong?
It's not a crew member. It's her mom.
Hi,
what is it?
Hi, that's my mother. Now she's embarrassed.
What's wrong with our
like
hair?
Our special guest today, Mama.
What, Mom?
We need to give her a mic. Can the other crew members get her mic'd up, please?
Debbie, come on.
Okay, well.
All right, well, she's having a moment behind camera.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's drama, sorry.
Are we ready?
Yes.
I'm ready, yes.
Okay, go. Reveal.
One, two, three.
One, two, three,
purple.
Go.
Purple.
Turquoise.
Is this correct?
That's correct.
That is correct.
You gave your answer away
know,
in
exactly.
the sound
so
check.
That's not even fair.
She said, I love turquoise.
I told you I'm a content creator, not that. Whatever.
Okay.
I'm not a teacher.
So you both get a point. Keep track in your mind of
okay.
your points
cool.
that you have. All right. What is my favorite color? So what are each? I mean, oh.
Oh, wait, I was like,
again?
Wait, now we're doing Drew's favorite color. I don't freaking
okay. Drew's favorite color.
Black.
Go.
I'm sorry. What? Okay, here's the question. What is my favorite color?
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm like, everything in your room is like dark.
What's the first initial of the last person she dated? Just an
the
initial.
First initial?
Yeah. Don't put the whole name. I'm not trying to.
She's dated so many, I can't. I don't know.
No, I did.
So let me think.
I don't
about,
even know my own. The first initial
is...
of my own. That's, yeah, good luck. I'm just kidding. That sounds so bad.
The first initial of the last person you dated. Not the first initial of the first. We could change it to the first.
Okay, we're just going to go with this one because. Like I said, does that mean like going on dates or like someone that like they dated for a little while?
I don't know you people. I don't know.
I get complicated.
No, she's complicated. I'm very simple.
Okay. All right. Reveal the answers, ladies.
Okay.
S.
J.
And are those correct?
Yes, they are correct. She already knows because this one
yeah.
ruined me for a very long time.
Look at my mom. She's giving a thumbs
she knows.
Up.
She remembers him.
Oh my God.
Is this correct for her? Yeah, Jay. Yeah.
All right. Okay, where was I born? So where was she born? Where were each other born? They do know each other. I was hoping I was going to out that you guys don't really know each other.
Oh, Jesus.
And your mom
where...
is just a paid actor, but...
Exactly. Oh, my God, I can't spell. Wait, this is embarrassing. Hold on.
By the way, if you are watching on YouTube, drop a comment below. If you have seen Heartland Ray before, compliment their outfits. Just drop a comment. Let us know what you're thinking right now while you're watching these ladies win.
Yeah, equally. Give Drew a bunch of compliments. She's the one that's like, you know.
All right, reveal your answers.
Okay, ready, time's go. Up. Arizona for you.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Is this true?
Yeah.
It's true, so all we right. each have 3 points.
See, I don't know the answers. Why am I even here?
I know. I'm just like, we could be lying and being like, yeah. But then again, we have the mother, so.
Oh, yeah, the mom's true. She would tell us. Yeah, she would tell us. The paid actor. Okay, what is her biggest pet peeve?
Oh, I know this.
You guys live together. I was assuming you would probably know this.
Okay.
My biggest pet peeve is lying. I hate when people lie. It drives
me nuts. Yeah, I don't like that. I have a lot, so that's a problem.
Is one of you going to say loud chewing or something? I don't know. No. That's like everybody always says that one. That one doesn't bother me that much. All right. Reveal okay, the ready? Answers.
Rude people.
Touching her stuff.
Yep. That would be it.
Wow. Okay. You guys are tying.
This I know is that ridiculous. Because I borrowed one of her things without but hold on. Asking.
Borrowing means that like you asked and the person granted permission. You just decided with your boyfriend, hey, I'm going to take her charger and not tell her so she has no clue where her charger is.
She didn't talk to me for 2 weeks.
Clearly, we're still mad about this. So here we are.
Oh really, it's a charger.
It's my charger that I didn't know where
it
was.
Don't worry. I don't even look at your stuff now. So we had to learn a lot about each other living together. Yeah. I'll tell you
sounds
that.
Like it. Well, me and my husband had to learn a lot about living with each other as well. He's it's very like messy thing. And Ooh. He loses things all day. So that's fun.
Oh, yeah.
My biggest pet peeve is looking for the things that he loses and I do it every day.
You do it every day. You're like, oh
yeah, he loses things thing. Literally every day. Okay, what is her worst fear?
Okay. Copyright.
Okay, worst fear. My worst fear is,
yeah, what's yours?
Slugs. I hate slugs.
Really?
Well, yeah, they're creepy.
Slugs and leeches and anything like that, like style of thing. Even those slugs don't do anything. All right, reveal the answers.
Not being successful.
Not getting married.
Oh, guys. Mine's slugs.
I know.
We're so deep.
Oh, my gosh. Are those true?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, man. You guys are still tied.
Julia's obsessed with love.
Oh.
I love love.
And I'm
okay?
obsessed with success. So we balance
we
each other
balance
out.
We balance each other out. Is I love that right, that. Debbie?
Absolutely. That's good. Okay. What is her least favorite food?
Okay, I have it.
Come on, you guys can't just be tied. You say everything in sync. You know everything about each other.
We yawned at the same time the other day.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
You yawn at
like,
the same time.
We need to take a break here. Okay, I got it.
All right.
One, reveal. Two, three. Anything processed.
Anything healthy.
Oh.
That is so weird.
Oh my God, that is weird.
That's yikes. So weird.
No, we are the opposite. Like, I love legit a good opposite. Kraft macaroni and cheese
oh,
from
no.
the box. Oh,
that is yellow number like, five, and I can't do it.
Oh, my God. You like it, too?
I love Kraft mac and cheese. My father-in-law loves it, too, and we always talk about it. And Dylan and his mom are like, that is disgusting. That's just
it's
like,
just all processed.
Yeah.
I'm
like,
true,
that's
I'm so
the best
happy.
Part.
Oh, my God. That makes my
that's
day.
That's why it tastes so good.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. And,
yeah, she hates
it. Okay. What is my or what is her hidden talent?
Like that one I might be a little stumped on.
Let me think. I got him.
We kind of put our talents out there, so I don't know what the hell is a hidden
Does
one.
Does
she
is. Have a hidden skill, a hidden talent? Don't ask. You can't cheat. Julia.
Debbie. I feel like I'd have a good one for me, but... Oh, okay.
All right, ladies, you're running out of time.
Oh, shoot.
The people who are just listening to us in silence.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
Don't like
feel
silent.
Bad.
I feel
my
bad.
Answer is so bad. I'm sorry. I couldn't think of anything.
Reveal. Okay. One, two,
oh
three,
gosh.
Go.
What the
She
hell?
Has a really long second toe.
That's her hidden talent?
That's not I a don't talent.
Know. I know it's not a talent, but it's like a... I don't know. What she has an hell? Interesting toe.
What is
it's,
yours?
I do, and I love
it's
it.
It's so interesting. It's like... It's
Let me
zoom
see this
in.
Toe.
Zoom in, baby. It means like, it just means good things. Look it up.
Mine looks the same like that. I don't know about all that. We can't give the foot people free foot content for free.
That's so true. We can't all show our foot. Send
us. Don't be weird.
Seriously. I would say hers is can drink coffee the whole day without food.
What?
That's like a talent. Like, I could never do that.
I just love coffee.
No, I kid you not. She won't eat the entire day. The next morning, she's like, oh, I didn't eat all day. That sounds really bad.
That's happened like one time.
I know coffee is supposed to like, it does curb your hunger, but it also makes you go to the bathroom, which should make you hungry.
She's on the toilet all the time.
Dude. It just feels really good.
Oh my gosh. You did not just say
period. Okay. Good. I mean, she's I'm going to have to agree. Married. That's why she's so scared.
Exactly.
All right. Next question. How tall is she?
Well, she lies. So
I don't lie.
Anytime. She always says that she's taller than she is.
So I always say that I'm slightly shorter than I am.
Really?
Because when you're already short, like, you might as well go for a different record. I can't go for a height
That's
record being tall.
That's actually kind of true.
So
I
I'm trying
do that.
To be like the shortest girl in the room. Because I can't be the tallest.
I should do that. Okay. 1, 2, 3. 5'9".
5'4".
Oh my, true? You are so off. No.
It was between 5'4 and 5'6.
She's a solid 5'2. I'm 5'2.
Yeah. Like,
but I always
really?
Say
5'4.
Yeah. I'm so bad at numbers and measurements. I don't know.
She's like, when you're so tall, it's really hard to tell
what
these other
people. Short people, you peasants.
Peasants. Okay. Who is her celebrity crush?
I know yours.
What's the, I don't know.
You can ask.
Mine is Harry Styles currently.
No, it's not.
I swear, it's Harry Styles. And you know what? I'm holding out for the fact that maybe he doesn't want to date women and I'm married, but there's still time.
Oh, there's still hope.
Hey, if I always tell my husband, he's like, so you're married. And he also, it's unclear if he would even date women. And I'm like, okay, semantics. I don't see the point
yeah,
here.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like, see so. It. We're looking past it. Who cares? That's
okay,
hilarious.
Reveal.
Okay.
Noah Beck.
I do like Noah Beck right now.
Noah Neck?
I know. I really
he's
like
from Arizona
him.
Too. Is he from Arizona?
Yeah, he's from Arizona.
Oh, I just, you know what? He is cute.
Yeah, he's just sweet.
He's very golden retriever energy.
That's what I like.
He really is. Okay, what's your answer?
I don't know his name. He was in that car show.
Rip in a car.
R.I.P.
Paul Walker.
Yeah, Paul Walker.
Oh, God bless.
Oh, Paul Walker.
He's
a very handsome man. I'm going to have to agree with that. Is that
so
your? But is she wrong? Did she get it wrong?
Well, no, he's beautiful.
What,
no,
guys,
he's,
no,
he passed away. Seriously, I'm still winning.
One of
got
you
the
has
height.
To be wrong.
Yeah, she got the height thing
okay,
wrong.
So yeah, I got the height thing wrong in the toe. I guess the toe thing. Like,
oh yeah, you definitely got the toe.
Yeah,
that's
a
not
weird.
A talent.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
What,
I saw. Like,
huh? She's so talented. Have you seen her toe?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
she can wiggle it.
What is her favorite movie?
Alexis doesn't even watch movies.
No, I don't. Really, I don't
okay,
have
fine.
One.
Okay, fine. I'll let me see.
Well, you should have written that, but now you're gonna lose.
Great.
Yeah, exactly.
Not me rooting for one of you. I really want you both to win. I hope you both.
I don't really know because she changed her mind every 5 seconds, so I don't know.
Roasted. All right.
She's difficult.
Get
okay.
ready to reveal,
oh my
ladies.
Gosh, what? Sorry, my
ready?
Thing. Hold on.
Whoa, that's cool.
Hi, audience.
Did you draw that?
Whoa, what is...
Now I'm back at Target.com. Give me a second.
She was shopping.
I'm gonna have...
Yeah, just do it underneath.
Okay. I'm not high tech. Sorry.
Okay, you reveal yours. 1, 2, 3.
Aladdin.
Is it
Titanic?
Aladdin?
Titanic?
I'm sorry, I couldn't think of anything. It was the first movie that popped into my head, so...
Do you even like that movie? I've seen it one time and my parents wouldn't let me.
Yeah, my mom didn't let me watch that either. I only ever saw the censored one that they played on TV.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents were like really strict.
Are y'all
a
Christian family by chance?
Yeah.
That's why
we weren't allowed to either. Yeah, because that scene in the car.
Yes. Well, okay, so the trend that's going around on TikTok, the Adult Swim trend, you know, have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
Well, see, I didn't know what it was either because I wasn't allowed to watch it. It was just a channel. Cartoon Network would turn into Adult Swim at night.
Yeah.
And it would be like,
what?
I don't know if it's like Family Guy, but those types of cartoons, other things
like
I wasn't allowed to watch.
South Park and like those kinds
yes.
of shows.
So they would do these little like clips to warn like parents and kids that it's about to turn into the nighttime adult channel, like with adult cartoons on it. And so they would do all these clips for like 15 minutes to show people that. Anyway, it's like a TikTok trend right now. Have you seen
I
the
didn't
AS?
Know that. No.
It's that song that's like, na 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 na, the living is hot. You haven't heard that?
No.
I might have seen it and just didn't know what it was. Yeah, well, that's because my mom didn't let me watch. Like, I never got to watch The Simpsons or Family Guy.
No, neither. We were so sheltered. Dude, like, her and
I actually loved The Simpsons when I was a kid.
She had older siblings. Yeah. Do you have siblings?
I'm the oldest.
So am I.
SpongeBob was as like inappropriate as my mom let it get, and that still my mom didn't like it. So it was like, yeah.
Well, I watched Barney even through high school.
That's why I have such a weird sense of humor.
Oh my gosh.
You watch The Simpsons. Well, that's, I mean, my mom always said, that's worldly. That's worldly, so. And it is. It is worldly. Thanks, okay, mom. How does she usually spend a Saturday night? Da, da, da,
I know,
da.
I know. Hold on.
I spend Saturday nights with my dog. That's my only thing that I do.
All right, I don't do anything that crazy. Okay, getting sushi. That's like her thing. Like when we're like done, because we go Monday through like Friday pretty much, and on a Saturday she just, it's sushi.
That's my source of joy. Sushi and TV. Okay, yeah. I put listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she'll like listen to podcasts. I listen to
Laundry Day.
This is the plug where I let you guys know to please subscribe and follow on whatever platform you're listening on. Also, you can follow my guests if you want to, but like specifically, you
I
can
mean,
follow.
You really don't have to. So I wouldn't.
Okay, we have a couple more guys. What is her favorite restaurant? Yours is probably a sushi restaurant. We just learned.
Yes.
Okay. Sushi.
Wait, let me think.
Does she have a favorite one? I don't discriminate against sushi. I pretty much like all of it as long as it's fresh. So I don't have a favorite sushi restaurant.
Hmm. I don't know the name of the... I have mine. Duh.
You guys are doing really well. My best friend I've known since second grade, I don't think I would know all these questions about her, to be
really?
Honest. Really? Maybe. Like, I don't know.
Well, we spend
too much time
waking.
Together. People think we're dating.
From
we're
the
not.
Time we get up, from the time
okay,
we go to bed.
Couple goals.
Yeah, exactly. Couple goals.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I got
reveal.
Mine.
Reveal.
The Cheesecake Factory.
Yes, I love Cheesecake Factory.
That's like her favorite.
Olive Garden.
Yep.
Okay, I am an Olive Garden snob, which is so funny.
Drew, we're kind of twins.
It's not because I think it's Italian or anything. Like, so for the Italians watching, I know it's not really real Italian.
No.
I'm obsessed with their soup and salad. I always get their bottomless salad.
So good.
Their salad. And I don't even like salads. Like, I'm literally not like a... I love salad.
No, I hate it. I don't
I'm
like
not
salad.
Julia.
Yeah, exactly. You're Julia in that way.
No,
yeah.
But I love their salad, and their zuppa toscana soup is so good. That's what I always get.
I get the extra like Alfredo sauce too. Yes.
And dip your breadsticks in it.
Of course.
Oh, thank God. If they served Kraft, we would get that too.
Totally.
Okay. What is her favorite season?
Oh, I have this. This is simple. All right, mine's gonna be revealed first. Fall. Fall, ooh. La la la, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of stumped on yours.
Because I don't
care about seasons.
No.
She just loves the rain. She loves rain, and
okay,
I don't
yes,
know why.
That's true.
You're
she
in the right place because it rains
I
so much here.
I love rain. There's something about much. Storms. Like, I will go out and drive in the storms just to drive in
I like rain for a different reason. I love when it rains because it means I don't have to do anything.
I know.
Totally. I like it when there's nothing to do. You can just be cozy. But if yes. you have to be busy that day, it is hard.
Oh, driving in the rain is scary. I don't know what you're
oh, I love
she's
it.
She's like, oh, it's
and
raining.
My
must
car
go drive.
Is a little tiny it. Car, too, that I shouldn't be doing that, but whatever.
Okay. All anyways. Right. Last question. I hope you guys have kept track because I have not. What time does she go to sleep?
Okay. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3.
3 a.m.
12 a.m.
Dude, I always go to sleep at like 3 or 4 a.m. It's really, really bad.
It's terrible.
It's horrible. And I know I miss half of every day.
Oh,
because
my gosh.
Of it.
It's awful. Really
do you sleep in? Or are you like an early riser?
I have to get 8 hours of sleep, anything less. And I'm like, I look weird. I don't know if anyone understands.
No, I'm the same way. Like I get sick if I don't get sleep.
Just talking about this is actually sending me into
I know,
fight
we
or flight.
Got another subject.
We got to get on another thing. Okay. Back to the riveting questions. How did you guys come up with the name Heartland Ray?
It's our middle names.
Lynn.
So Lynn and Ray, and then Heart. Our moms are always saying to us, follow your hearts.
So we had to keep
it's
heart,
been drilled. So we're like, let's put them in there, like a little something there. Because otherwise, they were hating all of our other names.
They hated everything.
Who knows
what were
why.
The other contenders?
Oh, gosh. We thought of everything.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, like.
No idea. Gosh. Who knows?
I don't even know. They were so cheesy. I'm so embarrassed. I do have a notebook. I have to pull it out, but.
So then, yeah, we came up with Heartlyn Ray.
That's cute. I think it's such a cute name.
Thank you.
Especially if you're doing that kind of Nashville pop sound.
That's what everyone says. They're like, it sounds so country, but at the time we were a lot more country.
Well, it's very Nashville. I think it's suiting. It fits you guys, and it's cute, and I love the story. I love the incorporation of the moms. On my podcast, I talk a lot about my mom. She lives in Arizona, so I don't get to see her very much. I talk a lot about her. I roast her a lot on here when she can't do anything about it. But my mom's my best, like my very, very best friend.
My mom's my very best friend besides Julia. Like, but yeah, my mom is.
Yeah, our moms are like so supportive. They've been so involved. They were like,
clearly she's moms here. And like,
she's here. We have her in the studio. We have a mom, which is the best thing considering my mom's not here.
I know. We need all the moms.
Shout out to Drew's mom.
Yeah, shout out to you, mom. What are your plans for the future as a duo and as individuals? Sorry, loaded question.
Yeah. As a duo, I think we have a lot of plans. Yeah, we definitely want to tap more into music for sure.
Have new music, keep growing our brand. We want clothing.
We want to do a podcast eventually.
Yes, you guys would be great.
Yes, we want to do that eventually. But it's just there's so much time. We can only do like film, edit, and then like come up. It's just you know.
We want a show because we're such a mess.
You should see like, our day to day.
Y'all would be great
there's,
on a
thank
show.
Thank you. There's like things that happen. I'm like, I wish there was a camera. Right now because like this is unreal, like the things that we go through, like you wouldn't believe it. So I'm putting it out there. I want a show.
Yeah,
like,
show.
Start it with YouTube, like hire crew, obviously. I have my crew here, your mom.
Exactly.
And yeah, like start that way and then like
that's a good idea. I know
production.
We like do YouTube, but it's not like in that way. But we should do
totally,
more
we should
of like
into that.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Idea. Definitely. Okay, so what about as individuals? You're gonna get married.
I don't even think about that. We don't like,
we think about the brand together.
I don't.
That's so cute.
Yeah, I don't know. That's like that's hard. I think we both picture ourselves in like beautiful homes.
Totally.
I want to have kids eventually, like in my life.
I want to get married. I want a beautiful home.
Yes.
I want to start working out. I don't work out. That's like a goal of mine.
Cool fact.
Julia. I've never worked out like ever in my life. I did take a few workout pictures. People are going to be like, we saw the workout pictures. I didn't work out. I put the outfit on and took the picture. I'm not kidding. I never have. Public gyms really freak me out because I don't know how to work out for you.
Same. I'm like, I'm going to look stupid. I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Totally.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite. That's I'm going to look ratchet. I don't care what I look like. It's the whole thing. Even my mom, like visiting, she's like, you can't go out looking like that, Alexis. I'm like, why?
Oh, who we look
cares?
Interesting when we're not.
She's like, I can't. This is oh, it's a whole tea thing. Anyways.
Yeah. But yeah, get a trainer. That's like my goal, I guess. Yeah.
That's cute.
Interesting. So y'all mentioned that you do kind of bicker and whatever, and you would be great on a show. I saw that you posted a video taking a break from each other, and I didn't get to watch it. What happened? Like, what's the biggest fight you've ever been in? Give us the tea. Like, what happened to you guys?
It would be taking my stuff and touching it.
Is that why you guys took a break?
Well, yeah, because it was happening, like...
Well, it, like, escalated.
It escalated.
Then, like, she, like... It just blew up.
It just,
we, like,
yeah,
fought.
It blew up.
It, like,
and then her sister moved to Miami. So we were like, okay, that's a great spot for you to go. So we can, like, have time apart so I can breathe.
Well, yeah, because it was, like, we live in, you know, we just live together. And it was, like, we were just getting on each other's nerves. Like, we love each other. But I think me taking her stuff... And then I'm, like, very stubborn and, like, I'm pretty easygoing, but when I'm mad, like, I'll go. So then I started being like, well, you do this, and it makes me mad.
And I can be somewhat stubborn, too, a little bit. Like, my rising sign is Scorpio, so I think we both can be a little bit, like, on that stubborn side, but we both get it.
Oh, my gosh. So we were just like, you know what? This is getting us nowhere. Like, I gotta go. I'll see you in a few weeks. Like,
yeah. And then we came back together, and it was, like, fine.
Okay, well, I'm glad you got back together. I mean, I didn't even know you broke up, and then now you're back together.
There was no breaking up. That was
okay.
That was
we've come this far.
It was just clickbait.
There's
click
no breaking
bait.
Up.
The breaking
wow.
up is
we're not
bait.
In a relationship. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so many people are trying to join the social media bandwagon, but it's not without great effort that people succeed on these oversaturated apps. What are some TikTok life hacks that you could give to aspiring influencers and content creators?
Ooh. I would say consistency is everything. There is no everyone's looking for a secret or
the
like
secret
a certain
sauce, yeah.
like something. There, I mean, there just there's a few things. Obviously, you know, like timing and hashtag, like stuff like that, and like the right content. I think like. putting it out there, like relatable content obviously like helps, but I think just consistency is like everything.
I think you should like write out your content for the week, like map out your ideas and take like a Sunday and just film it all and like stockpile it, like meal prep, but content prep, and have it ready to go for the week, because people are like, I don't have time, I don't know what to post. And
there's no
like,
excuse. Get it all,
like,
come on.
Yeah, there's no excuse. Like, you can find time for whatever you want to do, right? Yeah. Like, we all have the same 24 hours. So,
yep. It's true. Yeah. Everybody on earth has the same amount of time. So, if you see someone succeeding, then you could do that too.
Don't talk about, yeah. Oh my God. That, we could go on about that. Totally, we're just like, when people say that, I'm like, I'm up till four. Like, I do that because I have to edit then the rest of our stuff. It's like,
that maybe is the answer to what my biggest pet peeve is it does bother me when people are like, oh, I don't have time. Because my husband and I have gone 24 hours of editing things and like not eating, not going to sleep, not like barely going to the bathroom, like totally. To get work done. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that that's healthy, but like if you want to crush it, you got
to
do what you got
to
do.
You have to work harder than the other person. There just is people working harder than you. And it's like,
yes, we were working.
That is
like,
a big pet peeve.
Yeah. Before like the influencer thing took off, we were like working, like we were nannying and we still made time. We're like, we're going to wake up early, do it this time, or we'll do it when we come home. Like we still like there's no excuse.
And you do it even if you're not in the mood, because if it's your dream, you know that future you will be grateful. Uh-huh.
And there's no
you.
More like get the 9-to-5 out of people's heads. Like yes. If you're thinking it's a 9-to-5, you're done. Like there is no 9-to-5, you know.
We had to get on a call on a Google Meet a Sunday at 11 p.m. I just got back from Dollywood. And I was like, what? It's Sunday night. But we're like, this
and
she is just
how
she
it
is.
She gets more annoyed because I think she's a little bit more
nine to five, but I'm learning.
But at the same time, she's got to kind of get with it.
That is where I get like really freaked out, because if I lose sleep, like I get really panicked that I can't like function at my best. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I've had to pull 24 hours or 48 mm-hmm. hours. My husband can do like 72 hours.
Good for him.
Starts getting the twitchy eye. He won't stop. He's like,
see, I love people like that though. Like I love it. Yeah,
he always says like at that point going to sleep would not benefit him. He's like, if I've already been up for 24 hours, I need to just keep going.
I'll give you an example real quick. Yesterday went to a pink party. We were out. She's like visiting. We were out for forever to like what, one? I had to come home and edit an entire video after. And I just like the sacrifice. You just do it. So no excuse. That's my
advice. what can we expect upcoming from you guys? So the song, do we know the date when that's coming out? What's coming up for you guys?
We got the song coming out. We're gonna start getting our merch back out there.
We also were making trips to LA, so that's cool. We're gonna collab with other creators out in LA, and seeing more collabs, and never know, maybe in being in a content house too. That's kind of a that's kind of a thing that might we don't know.
Oh, okay, sounds like they know. Sounds like they're saying it out.
We know. There's nothing that we know, but like
just stay tuned.
Just like. Maybe who knows? That's
so they know. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the Laundry Day show. It was such a blast to have you. I was so excited to have both of you here. You guys have such like vibrant personalities. You're very easy to get along with, and I'm sure your viewers and followers and fans feel the same way. And I'm so looking forward to more viral content, because everything you guys do pretty much goes viral, like always. So.
And now we're gonna jinx it. Where's Wood?
We need that, right? It's not gonna jinx it. They really do such a good job with their content. Aww. Their page is so much fun, and you probably have a really broad audience, I'm assuming, because it's like everybody content. Like kids can love it, their moms can love it, your mom loves it. Look at her, she's shaking her head. Yes,
yeah.
Like, if you all are interested in finding these girls, just type in Heartland Ray on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. Right?
Yeah,
is that
yeah
how
that's
they can
right
find you, and you will be sure to see their beautiful faces.
Yeah.
Thanks again, you guys, for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having us. This was so
You're
fun.
You're so talented.
It's Laundry Day, you guys. Thank you so much for coming on. They were adorable, and I think that I'm just only going to ever interview two adorable people at the same time again, because that was so much fun. It's time for our random fact of the day, though. The dot over the lowercase I, like the letter I, is called a tittle. Yep, for sure using that one. It's called a tittle. Little tittle. Oh, you forgot the tittle. All right, I have a funny story for you all. Recently, a family member went to the store and asked if I needed anything. I've been on a matcha tea kick. I love matcha tea. So I said, can you grab me some powdered matcha? It's like the green powder. They came back with something called maca powder. Well, maca powder or maca, I'm not really sure. It's used to improve your sexy time desires and can help you with reproduction. Not the same. Needless to say, I did not tell them what happened, because their position in my life, like in my family, is too weird to have gotten me such a gift. It's time for our dirty laundry segment.
what you've all been waiting for. This week's dirty laundry may be triggering to some audiences. Like I always try to give a trigger warning, but I do think these are important segments. I never cover a story that I don't think is important for people to hear. But it is a topic that is a little bit triggering, but it needs awareness. Before I get into the more triggering side that some listeners may skip, I want to warn you about the dangers of dating apps. So don't leave yet. I just want to warn you about the dangers of dating apps and online friendships and relationships. I've seen, even in the younger crowd, Gen Z, a lot of heartwarming stories about internet best friends meeting, friends who play video games online and then became best friends, and tons of love stories from internet dating sites. Now, this next story is not meant to deter consenting responsible adults from dating sites, but rather to be a warning sign to all, especially younger kids, on protecting yourself even from what feels like the safety of being behind a screen. If you can tolerate the story, keep listening. A Nebraska man who murdered and dismembered a young woman he met on Tinder and then slashed his own neck in court during his trial was sentenced to death this week. 54-year-old Aubrey Trail, a 54-year-old con artist and thief, was convicted of strangling with a cord a 24-year-old Sydney Loof in 2017. This next part is hard to stomach. He then cut up her body into 14 pieces, then he dumped them in various rural roadside ditches. In trial, witnesses testified that Mr. Trail and his girlfriend Bailey Boswell, who's 27, have solicited them for intimate group activities and talked on the occult of gaining powers through killing. A friend of Sydney was able to help find the suspect and figure out what happened by providing her friend's Snapchat story, which was titled "Ready for My Date." Oh, this is so sad. During the hearing, Trail said that Loof had died accidentally of, quote, erotic. Sorry, I'm getting a text. He said that Loof had died accidentally of erotic asphyxiation and admitted to tying her up and killing her because she, quote, freaked out after he told her of his criminal scheming, which involved drug use and selling stolen antiques, as well as his penchant for adult group activities. I had no doubt she would tell people if I let her go, he said. Hours before Loof's death, surveillance videos at a Lincoln Home Depot showed Trail and Boswell, remember the 27-year-old girlfriend that he does these group things with, the Home Depot showed them buying hacksaws, tin snips, and other tools used in the crime. Trail had maintained that his girlfriend, Boswell, was unaware of the crime, although he implied that the couple drank some of Loof's blood. Boswell is still awaiting her sentencing and could become the first woman in Nebraska to face the death penalty. But to end this horrible story, during his trial, the man snuck a razor blade into the courtroom, slashed his own throat, and yelled, "Bailey is innocent and I curse you all." This, I literally don't even know where to go from there. I hate to cover such awful stories, but it is in my best attempt to get these innocent people's stories heard and to hopefully bring awareness to issues that many people tend to avoid acknowledging. If you are young, please be careful of who you trust online. No, I don't find it likely that you would ever end up in an instance like this, but there are countless stories with heart-wrenching endings from meeting people online. In this day and age, we lose sight of real-life interactions, and often we fall back on the comfort of being whoever we want online, but then so do our enemies. If you need to talk to someone, go to your parents or your family and friends to discuss your online friendships and relationships and how you could best safely move forward in a healthy and open way. Before we go, I want to read some of your questions from my TikTok Q&A section. Go on my TikTok and send in your questions to be featured in the next episode. The first question is from Dolphin X Drew, a fan page, and it says, "What inspired you to create a podcast?" Well, I've always loved hearing my friends' stories, and I wanted to be able to showcase it. And on top of that, I've just had this dream my whole life of having like a morning or a night show on TV. And I think this podcast is kind of like my entry into that world. I love covering news. I've always wanted to be a newscaster. I love this. This is my ish right here. That's kind of what got me into it. I just always wanted to be on the news, on TV, have my own show, interviewing people. So I created the show Laundry Day. The next one is from Rhino Queen, and they said, quote, "Do you have a Spotify? I need to listen to your Falling by Harry Styles." So I did this viral video on TikTok of the song Falling by Harry Styles, where I wrote like a female part to it, and it popped off. It's popping off on multiple social media platforms, including YouTube. I did upload a full version on my YouTube channel if you want to go see it. It's like a duet of Harry Styles' song Falling. Thank you so much for listening to Laundry Day. Don't forget to follow and subscribe. I will see you all next Tuesday. If you haven't heard my new single, You'll Miss Me, go check it out. I am working on a really cool project with my new single. So go listen to it. Stream You'll Miss Me on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music. While you're on those sites, don't forget to leave a review and click subscribe or follow so that you will be notified when Laundry Day episodes go up. Say one nice thing to one other person and make the world a better place. Bye. I love you.